All right, everybody. How do you wake up every morning?
What?
How do you wake up every morning? Like, what do you do to really just like wake yourself up?
I've been doing this thing actually. Normally, as soon as I wake up, because like my alarm's going off, I'll look at it and then I'll like close the alarm and then I'll just go. Well, that's three times before, but this is on my wake up. And then I immediately check email and then I'll do like socials. And like that was my routine for a long time. And then I'd just get stuck and then I'd end up on TikTok and watch TikToks for 30 minutes as soon as I wake up. But I'm in the middle of breaking that habit. So I'll wake up, click the alarm off, and then I put it down. And then I sit there and I just look around for like 10 minutes.
You just don't get up?
I'll just sit there and like look around, let my eyes adjust as waking up. I really like the stillness and quietness of the morning and just like taking that moment to like think and kind of.
All right.
I don't know. It's new for me. I'm liking it.
Okay. Right. You probably like levitate in the air, right? You go on the ceiling.
You're not far off. Actually, I do. Don't get mad at me. I can't control it. I don't choose to wake up with the amount of energy that I do. I wake up and I'm the second the sun is peeking through, I'm like, let's go.
That's
new
good.
Day.
No, that's good. I put my blinds down now. I used to have my blinds up. So I didn't wake up in the morning, but now I purposely have my blinds down so the sun comes through.
Yeah.
So that wakes me up. I will fall asleep at like, I could fall asleep at 2 a.m. I will get up at 7 in the morning, ready to go because the sun is coming through.
It's the best.
The sun really is like the best thing for your body. I know like the sun like causes like skin cancer or whatnot, but like it really is good. Like when you, as soon as you walk outside, Todd does this every morning. I've started doing it too. He immediately goes outside when he wakes up and just stands under the sun like that. Just stands there for like 10 minutes.
Getting that.
And I always wonder why he did that. He always like, he shows his junk too. He'll like put his,
his
whole beach, everything. Like he really truly believes that the sun like cures him, which, you know, I understand.
That's natural energy.
Yeah. So like I've started doing that. I don't put my beach out because I don't want to like, I don't want the neighbors to call, you know,
right,
the cops on me. But like I now look under the sun and I just stand like that and it like really helps.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like showering at night or in the morning?
Ooh, I like night.
It's so hard for me to decide, but I do like feeling clean immediately. Cause sometimes if like your sheets aren't washed and like you slept in your bed, you're kind of, you feel dirty.
Do you shower twice a day?
Sometimes I do.
Okay.
Well, if I dance, like usually I'll shower in the morning and if I dance, it'll be at night. And I just like waking up clean.
So David, he was telling me that he feels so gross, like, or he's so grossed out sometimes where before a workout, he'll shower. He doesn't like to shower with. That's crazy to me.
No,
like,
I know.
I'm about to get dirty. Why the hell am I going to clean myself?
I shower before dance when I know I'm going to get sweaty.
That's crazy.
I think dance is different because like you're going somewhere. You're seeing a bunch of people.
It's cardio for 2 hours.
Okay.
Like you're dripping sweat in there.
No, I know. But like, I also feel like you're seeing people like a lot of faces that you don't see all the time.
That's like wiping your butt before you go to the bathroom to then go to the bathroom to then wipe again.
You don't do that?
We all
there's
do that.
There's no way you're about to get me. No, absolutely not. Zane, don't even try me. There's no way you wipe, then go, then wipe.
Everybody does.
Nobody does.
Yes, Mariah telling.
Bubba, everybody.
There's no way. There's no way. That's not normal.
We all do.
Dude, you're just disgusting. You know that?
Stop.
Very poopy smelling. You don't wipe before. You're really
you ever
something.
Do like a midday wipe?
Out of nowhere? Yeah, yeah.
Yo.
I don't just like do it. I don't do it like while I'm like standing there. Like, but I'll go to the toilet, sit down just to do that.
Yeah.
Sit down, wipe. Just have a clean, like, just a clean hoo-ha before throughout the day. Is hoo-ha bud or hoo-ha?
I think that's a girl, right?
That's the pikiakia.
Hey, I mean, if you think about it, that's a boy's hoo-ha too.
But I also... Because
you know the freaking G-spot.
Stop it. Enough.
It is. What? Okay.
I don't know if some people... I'm sure David probably feels that way knowing that now he does that, but I get anxiety from not feeling clean and I cannot physically go about my day unless I feel clean.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Like if I feel like I wake up and I just feel dirty, even when I'm not going to work out, I like need to shower. Like it's like, feels like when you get off a plane.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's the worst.
Yes,
you are disgusting.
Yeah.
You are disgusting. And that's probably how you feel. All the time.
My teeth and breath have never been worse than when I'm landing on a flight.
Oh.
Every single time I land, I'm like,
It's the air that they're pushing through, right? Or is it the altitude? Like, what is it that like makes you just so dirty?
Nasty.
Just breathing the same air as everybody for multiple hours? Like, what is it?
I don't know.
I really don't know. Here, let's jump into this intro real quick, because there's actually some airline stuff I want to talk about.
Oh, me too. All right, guys.
It's Kofitol, baby.
Let's freaking go, dog. Ow. Right.
So fresh and so clean.
I've been feeling so feminine lately when I'm doing my skincare. I'll just like go like this and go so, like I'll,
like you're in a commercial.
Yeah, because like I'll go really like I always like wash my face really like scrub really hard. Yeah. But then I've been seeing that you're not supposed to scrub your face really hard because you're just like you're scratching
irritating
off, irritating and whatnot. So now I'm just like I'll use my fingers. I'll go like this.
Yep.
It's like American Psycho.
Yeah, I feel like get ready with me. I just feel like a girl on TikTok.
Guys putting on like face stuff.
Hey, men do skincare too.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that does this.
Oh my god.
That's me. Like
or putting on chapstick.
Yeah.
This. They hold it like
oh
this.
Oh my, like just trying to look as straight as possible. Yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
It's okay.
We like that touch of femininosity.
Oof. But yeah, speaking
femininosity.
Look it up, Jordan. Look up femininosity.
But yeah, you know, you're right. Speaking of airlines.
You don't have to do it. It doesn't exist.
y'all heard the cocky incident, right?
Dude.
I not only did I hear it, I smelt it. I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was one of those like satire articles.
Yeah, like The Onion or something. Yes. I was like, oh, this is fun. This is funny. Like, oh, diarrhea on a plane.
Well, when I first heard it, I was like, okay, how bad could it be that they need to land an entire plane because one person had an attack?
But honestly, even if someone did like really diarrhea in their seat, you have to think about how pungent that smell is. And how like that could like
and contamination.
Yeah, and contamination. It's toxic too. Everyone's breathing those particles from your ass. These days, we don't need to be sniffing anything that's coming from somebody's body. Right. You know what I mean? So I get that. I feel so bad
for that part. Like how embarrassed would you be?
I could not live with myself if I did that.
Okay, but did you see how much was on the plane?
That's what threw me off. Then I was like, did something get everybody on the plane sick? And everybody, look at the video.
He made a whole red carpet for his shit.
Oh.
Down the entire aisle. That's Delta too. I'm sorry, Delta. And you guys are coming up too. For this shit to be happening on this airline, this is some spirit. This is bad. This is frontier. Frontier and bacteria.
That's right.
And bacteria.
Oh.
Come on.
Look at that. It's everywhere.
Oh.
I just don't get it.
Jordan, don't zoom in, please.
Somebody was just like, oh God, I gotta go. And they're just running down the aisle as it's spraying.
What were they wearing that it exploded like? Like, was it a skirt?
Right.
Wait a second. You've seen those videos of people that are just don't care.
They'll be in the middle of storage and drop. No, they'll shake their leg and it'll fall. I've seen it come out of jeans like this.
So you know how some of those people are like really crazy that they'll do it in front of people like on the streets. What if, and we've seen some crazy ladies on planes. They'll smoke cigarettes right there on the spot during a flight. What if this, was it a guy or a girl that did this?
That's boy behavior.
That is boy behavior. Yeah. All right. What if this dude was like crazy and was just like, I'm a shit all over this airline.
You think it was aggravated diarrhea?
Look how far down that. If I was about to diarrhea on a plane, I would do the best, my hardest to keep it in there in my pants.
Right.
And run to the bathroom. You know what I mean? But this dude just let it go. Is that straight on the no-fly list?
Yeah, but then like you don't know if they have like if it was an older person, like old people can't hold it like they used to, and
if you had a diaper,
that's ageist right there.
Depends. But also, did you see the other Delta mishap?
No,
again, Delta.
Delta's been messing up.
What do they do?
Damn, so, I've had my best flights on Delta.
Yeah, they're coming.
Apparently. This lady was going on a Delta flight and she had a dog with her. So she had them, you know how they like put the dogs underneath if you don't like carry it on your lap or whatever. She goes on the flight, they have the dog, she lands and the dog is not there.
Just gone.
missing.
Oh my God. It's like a flight plan. Mm. That movie.
Mm. Yeah.
It's gone.
And they go, we don't know what happened. We can't find your dog. They still can't find this dog. It's been like weeks now.
And they were sure it made it on the plane?
Yes. They don't know what
happened.
They don't
is
know
there
if
proof
it, like,
that they
got
he made
out
it on the
what plane? Happened. But yeah, the dog is just missing. So
what about the doggy cage?
I don't know if they found the doggy cage or what happened yet. It might have like gotten out of the dog cage or something.
All right, so that's a huge difference, right? If the doggy cage was in there and the dog is gone, that's right. Crazy. But if that doggy cage was not in there either,
then
that means
it didn't even
make it on the plane.
So they still can't find it, and they offered to give her like $1,800.
That's it?
How about $50,000?
Yeah, that's...
If an airline lost my dog...
Oh my gosh.
Dude, that is way more than $1,800.
Look how cute. I feel
it's a
bad.
Tiny little guy. Because
you're not paying for the cost of what the dog costs. This is like the
emotional
is,
damage.
Yeah.
Emotional damage. Yeah, dude,
oh,
that's
that
so bad.
No.
Oh, I feel bad. Where is that? I hope he's like running around somewhere. I hope nothing bad happened.
Was lost at Atlanta International while wearing a puka shell collar.
Oh, the dog's name was Maya.
Maya?
Oh. Maya.
Oh my God. Why is it spelled like
Maya.
That?
Maya.
All right. Once we find this dog, I'm going to ask why it's spelled like that, because there's no reason to be spelled like that.
People named Maya watching this podcast right now. I'm just like,
Wait a second.
Wait, did the airline post that or the owner posted that? The
family. Then they pocket in that.
Yeah, 800.
Here's 1800 reward of that. I need a little something, man.
Fuck
it. That doesn't seem I would be asking for so much more.
Dogs are so expensive.
Yeah.
No, but like that's reward for like finding it. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
5,000.
You're not saying that the dog is worth 1,000, but like $1,000 for like, somebody to just find a dog and return it? That's
for
like
an
really
owner
nice.
To be like, if you find my dog, I'll give you 1,000. That's good. We saw something. There was a missing Frenchie, I think, in our neighborhood. There was like a sign up, and the reward was $5,000 for finding this dog. And I was like,
at that point, I keep that Frenchie. You know how much they cost?
Yeah, I think that Frenchie was taken to sell.
I say, screw that reward, babe. I'll sell this dog for $10,000.
I feel like it's what a lot of people do, especially after they find it. I mean, if they're like really
now that I'm thinking about
people.
It, there was a Frenchie found on the Ring app, and they didn't describe it. They go, if you lost a Frenchie,
prove it.
And people were like, is it
is it black? Is it white?
And
is
they're
it
like,
gray?
Nope, that's not it. but yeah, because like anybody could be like, yeah, I lost my dog. I'll come pick it up.
But if it's your dog, you'll be very, very descriptive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they know how much money Frenchies are.
Exactly.
So they're like, prove it.
Oh, speaking of the Ring app, it's our addiction. First of all, you know that.
Yeah.
This morning we wake up and there was a notification. It was like assault with a deadly weapon.
No, we heard the helicopters.
Oh, that was first. And then we checked it.
Yeah. We hear helicopters every day. But this helicopter was shaking the house. So clearly it was close. So I texted Jordan and we're all going outside. And then I look at the Citizens app and it says that there was a person with a deadly weapon like a block away.
So much for Tuluga Lake. I thought this place was safe.
Nothing,
it's spreading everywhere.
Nothing
man.
Happens over here. So this was exciting. So we got inside and then...
And then we were like looking at the app. It was like the assault with a deadly weapon thing. And the helicopters were going. Then there was like another update and somebody was live. Yo, people are on this shit. I love the community.
Wait. On the Ring app, somebody was live?
Yeah, you can like post videos and
you could go live on Ring app?
No. Sorry. You're mixing the two up. It's the Citizens app.
Oh, this was
so
Citizens.
So somebody just posted like a live video from their phone.
Sorry, this was Citizens.
Got it. Okay.
We checked both.
Okay.
But
okay.
There was another notification that popped up that said person slashed in the same area. So this person's running around with whatever weapon, I'm assuming a knife, slashed. And then
so wait, what's slash? Is slash like a like a nice cut?
I don't know. We tried to go find out because there was somebody who went live and there was so many cops, a fire truck, an ambulance on that main street in front of Bob's.
Okay.
So we're like, let's go. So we hop on our bikes. We go over to, we suddenly,
y'all love going to danger.
We suddenly want some coffee and we go down, we go down the street and they were just driving away. But we asked everybody in the coffee shop, like, what happened? And the rumors were hysterical. They were like, three dead.
Well, when we were riding up on the bike, the fire truck was like spraying the street down. They had like powder that they dumped all over and they were spraying the
because
street.
It was
so
all
I was like blood. Yeah.
Oh! So as we're driving by the guy with the hose is like, close your mouth. Like, cause we were like driving. And
I was like, oh,
they
that's
were
blood.
Spraying and it was like in the air.
That's wild. The shit that we don't see. Like, of course, like when, like every time there's a car accident, there's blood everywhere. They have to like, really like clean that up and make sure nobody like sees that.
So I called Austin, my firefighter buddy. And I'm like, what is this stuff they're putting on the street and then like spraying? He's like, oh, it's kitty litter to like soak up the blood and stuff.
Wow.
And then they like spray that down.
Wow. We got a murderer's journal. We got blood in Toluca Lake. Yeah. What the hell is happening?
So that was in front of Bob's, the restaurant. But the notifications that were coming up about the slashing and the weapon was on the other side of the neighborhood. So we were confused if they were related. So we were asking everybody in the coffee shop, like, what happened? What did you see? And they said that this guy threw himself in front of a car. Purposely.
As it was driving by.
Hey, dude, these days, man, you got to do whatever you do to get your money. You know what I mean?
So, well, basically what we are assuming happened, because it was the same incident as the slashing, we think he like stabbed somebody and was running because he ran through the neighborhood because the helicopter was circling around like the house.
Yeah.
Ran through. We assumed he like got like felt really guilty or got tired or something and just threw himself in front of the car and tried to kill himself.
Oh, it was like he attempted to. It's like he really tried to take his own.
There was another rumor circling around the coffee shop as well.
God, this city is like Big Little Lies, huh?
You could tell this is the only thing to happen to this town in a while. And I was like, we needed this.
You guys are already like 50.
Rainfall. Yeah, we needed this.
Yeah, we needed
You guys are like 50 years old in this city already.
What did you hear?
Somebody at the coffee shop apparently heard him yell, I just killed three people before
and then
he
jumped
in front of the car.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
so we don't know.
Insane.
Yeah.
We don't know if the rumors are
true. We don't know. He's alive.
When did this happen?
Today?
This morning.
Earlier.
And why didn't I get a phone call? I'm so bored. I don't want to be working out.
Do you want to join our watch?
I just want to be a part of a murder case. Like, I want to be in it.
Well, Zane, if you it's lived exciting. In the house across the street, you could have been right there.
Oh, stop! I'm just a few blocks away.
No, you wouldn't do it.
Yes, I would.
We're
on patrol almost every night.
Mariah, don't do that. Were you working out? This is a full time job.
Were you working out?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you have come? No.
I could take off days.
I would have liked to.
I would have loved to. I would have loved an invite.
It happens.
An invite is nice.
That's true. That's true. We'll hit you up next.
I can invite you out to hop on the treadmill with me. You know what I mean?
We're basically like tornado, like storm hunters. When we see the danger, we go directly to it.
Depending on the day, you know?
Yeah.
So whatever comes through. You should have brought your thermals to the crime scene. You could have helped them out.
We could have seen the blood.
Because the blood is hot. Hot red. Mm.
This guy's good. We need him.
And then also bring your journal too.
All right, Zane. Dude, welcome to the team.
You're hired, kid.
Yes!
You're hired.
Yes.
We have to patch him in. We get him his own like ham radio.
Wait, should we get like investigator outfits?
Like, we should get like GoPros like on our chest.
Yeah. Let's just show up to a crime scene one day and just see if they like, let's just walk through like we know what we're doing.
Let's just impersonate cops.
Yeah.
Let's get
Well, no, there's a difference between cops and investigators, you know? Investigators can be like freelancers.
We can call it as seen, but seen is S-C-E-N-E.
Yeah, exactly.
As seen in Toluca Lake.
Wow.
And we record, we vlog, hidden cameras.
Right.
And we post it on our YouTube channel that we're going to make.
Or we foosy it and just go 24/7 live stream on our chest, fighting crime.
So they can't like tell us what to do with the footage. It's already out there.
Exactly.
That's good. We got to get a deal on one of the live stream platforms.
So anyway, that's Hollywood.
That's
Hollywood, babe.
I don't know.
Just another day.
Did he back to the airplane situation? I bought Hidayah's flight to come here. And I sent her the itinerary and she's like, Zane, what is this charge right here? I'm like, what charge? She's like, There's a September 11th charge.
Oh, a tax.
For September 11th? It's a September 11th like security. I don't understand
that.
Wait,
what?
I've noticed that before too.
It's September 11th security tax. And it's like, shouldn't that already be?
Passenger fee, also known as the September 11th security fee, is collected by air carriers from passengers at the time air transportation is purchased.
But
why do they do that?
But why?
I have no idea.
And don't cancel me. Just because it says September 11th doesn't mean like, what is it? It doesn't explain what it is.
I'm guessing it goes to them trying, because they had to put in the whole like TSA and like all the screening and stuff before getting the flight. So I'm sure that's a way of them trying to tax to make their money for having to, you know, build that branch out of the airport out. Like it's
I'm sure.
I'm tired of taxes.
Just coming up with something. And you know why they called it the September 11th tax. So people are like not going to complain about it.
We pay tax on too much shit.
But imagine calling an airline and complaining about a September 11th tax. You're going to be like, well, sir, why are you so upset about that?
It's for your safety.
It's because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to call it the September 11th tax. How about just call it security? Because
yeah,
it's a flyer.
How about you guys are making billions of dollars every year? You can be your own security.
This is crazy. Yeah, I've never seen that before. Shahidai actually pointed it out to me. I was like, oh my God.
$11.20 per...
It's not a lot. Compared to what you're paying for a flight already, it's not a lot.
For some people. But, that's annoying.
But all together, but like collecting everybody's $11 tax.
Oh, yeah. It's used to pay down the federal deficit.
Imagine on our channel, we put unfiltered tax and just like not explain what it is. Everyone's like, wait, I have to pay $11. Well, yeah, the unfiltered tax.
That sucks. You can't question taxes because then you'll just go to jail.
Well, I mean, you can question it. You just have to,
you don't have a choice, but yeah. Like they can really tax anything because what are you going to do?
I don't mind, you know, you want to do like taxes that go to the school board for teachers and like fixing roads.
That makes sense to me.
That's normal taxes. But then you're going to do, some states have, you know, their own state tax like California, but then there's states that don't have state tax. And it's like, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
I really don't understand property tax.
Wait, yeah. Can you explain that to me?
So if you buy a house and you pay your house off.
And right, you own the land.
Yeah, you paid for it. You paid for the land. You have your house. The government can still take it from you if you don't pay property tax. And the property tax just keeps going up. So you never own anything.
That's wild.
And they
can
just take it away if you don't pay that. It's absurd.
After paying all that money just to own it.
Everything. The way taxation is theft.
Why don't we do a class action lawsuit against the government?
We should.
For the tax.
We should. We need to have a Boston Tea Party 2.0. But yeah, it's insane. Like if I make a dollar, I get taxed on it. But then if you're selling something and I buy something from you, you get taxed on it. It's the same dollar that's just been taxed. And then if you spend that, like it's insane.
Yeah,
it is.
It's really tricky.
And then there's like sales tax. On everything. It's wild.
Have you ever looked at a hotel bill?
Yeah.
that's insane. I've never seen so many different tax breakdowns,
right,
for something that like just makes no sense. Uh-huh. Guys, next time you go to a hotel, just look at, there's 80 lines when you get that bill back. The top three are something you ordered or the M&Ms that you ate in the room. The rest, I love talking about.
Did you guys see the newest gender reveal with the airplane that does the smoke?
Yes.
Am I an idiot or like the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that sucks because I didn't think it was a person flying it. I thought it was one of those giant RCs.
Just drones.
I thought it was an RC plane because the way that the wing flew off seemed like cardboard. Like
it was made out of paper.
Paper mache. So the plane is flying over for this baby shower and dumps pink smoke. And then he goes to pull up.
Congratulations, by the way. It's a girl.
He pulls up and then the wings just buckle and smack backwards. And then
I felt like I was looking at a paper. It was insane.
Yeah, the plane barrels and then rolls and goes to crash. And then everybody turns back to the baby shower and nobody acknowledged that this plane just crashed.
Nobody acknowledged that plane.
The guy recording watches the plane literally disintegrate in midair and then goes back and people are still cheering. The couple's hugging and kissing.
Like, that's insane to me. That, like, if I was recording that, I'd be like, guys, this guy just died.
That's what made me also think it was an RC because nobody really reacted. They're like, we'll deal with that later.
And people are like, yo, that's reincarnation right there. That guy just...
The fact that like the baby shower, like...
Yeah.
Birth, death, and the same shot.
It's just crazy that nobody ran over. I know, like...
That's pretty
funny. They're having their moment and whatnot. But to me,
if he was killed?
Did he?
Oh my God, he died.
Oh, he didn't make it?
Oh, no.
What? How did that happen, though? I didn't know the wings could do that. So if it it literally folded like a piece of paper.
If you're, like, flying fast and then you pull up, you're putting all that stress and those wings are going back like this. You have all that force.
And then it just...
Oh, my gosh. That's really sad.
But what's crazy, too, is the fact that in order to have something like that, usually people plan their gender reveal based on something, you know, that they have. So my thought is... that this guy is part of the family or something. And they're like, oh, Uncle Jimmy has a plane. This would be a cool idea.
You think?
I think so, because it's always...
They're also in Mexico. It could be a little, like, it probably is not expensive as getting a pilot out here. And the plane didn't look that
I know, but high like, usually end. It's tied to, like, people who do it. It's like a golf gen reveal because the guy is a golfer and he smashes the ball. Or it's like a tennis thing because they play tennis. It's always, like, tied to something.
I hate to bring this type of energy and negativity, but I'm sure the couple feel super guilty.
Oh, right well, now. Of course. Probably
yeah, it's that's probably like, the most bittersweet awful... moment in history.
If this is not enough, like not a good example, not a good enough example to not do over the top gender reveals, then I don't know what. Just like
enough. Is
just
enough.
Make it simple. Don't have some dude fly.
Like the baby wasn't born yet. This is just to tell the gender. Look at that.
It's so sad.
Yeah, that's really sad.
Right? So I'm thinking we do a rocket.
And then cover the moon. Yep, the moon.
and prove that there is no space.
The what? All right, so we smash into the firmament.
And we dye it blue, dye it pink.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, enough. Enough with the gender reveals. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Just tell your family what it is.
Yeah. Hey guys,
or be surprised at the hospital.
What does the machine say? What does the machine
literally.
Say?
Literally.
Because I got to plan the shit. I got to paint the room. It's crazy that blue and pink became those like colors for boy and girl.
What's the origin of those colors?
It actually used to be pink for boys and blue for girls, but it changed.
No.
Reincarnated. There we go.
Zane, Jordan goes a few years ago, pulls up a fucking Renaissance painting.
What? Back in like the 1100s.
Actually, it kind of makes more sense.
I don't like how you are when you don't have an accelerator.
You're not you when you're thirsty.
Yeah, you're not you when you're
thirsty. Oh, look at this.
You're not accelerated.
Just please take a sip. Hey, natural energy and has caffeine in it. 150 milligrams.
What am I? I'm rocking kiwi lime today.
Thank you.
Well, now you don't have one.
I'm waiting for her to take
Do you want mine?
Could I get another accelerator, please?
All right, I want the flavor Zane has. That was good.
Oh, can you actually get me a cherry limeade? Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it. Sorry for making you get up.
A few years ago.
Look at the rosacea on that one.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Matt. Yeah. Oh my, we didn't even mention the Matt.
Oh yeah, we forgot to address. Matt is out of town. He's in Napa. Wine tasting, right?
I think it's a wedding.
Wine safari or something.
It has to be a wedding. Oh,
yeah, it's probably a wedding.
There's no way he's like going to Napa for a week.
Yeah.
Without any wedding involved.
But I could see him going to Napa for a week.
You think just for no reason?
A little wine tasting thing.
Yeah. Okay,
he'll be back next week.
But yeah, so he wasn't able to.
He'll be back
it.
Next week. We're so sorry that Matt's not here. And Matt is very sorry too. I wish Matt was here because I really wanted him here to talk about this. So I'm gonna talk about the saw thing.
Oh, you could talk about it?
Yeah. Oh, well, because we're shooting this. Okay. All right. Let's take it back like a month and a half ago, right?
To the Renaissance days.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys know including Mariah, we're like huge, huge horror fans. Like love horror movies. I've been a horror movie fan since I was like little. One of the horror franchises that I am absolutely obsessed with, and I've been watching it since I was little, since the first movie came out, was the Saw movies. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Saw movies, but it's with, you know, the doll, you know, the Billy Jigsaw. The doll with the red squiggly on the shirt. It's white mask. But it's they've made 10 movies so far. The 10th one's about to come out, and a teaser picture came out like a month and a half ago, and I freaked out. I like didn't even know that they were gonna make another one, right? I thought like that was the last one was right. Jigsaw, and freaked out. I shared the teaser picture on my story, and I was like, oh my God, please, I would love to go to the premiere. I said that like really in like small font.
Yeah.
Didn't think too much of it. And I posted on my story. Not more than 12 hours later. I couldn't believe it. Not more than 12 hours later, somebody from Lionsgate reaches out to me and goes,
insane.
Oh my God. We're so happy that you're a big fan, blah, blah, blah. Let's hop on a call. Let's do something. And I'm like,
this is what? Happening.
Like, there's no way. I mean, something could be anything. It could be just like,
right.
But like, it just sounded like really cool. It sounded like they just wanted to do something.
You
like,
felt heard.
I felt heard.
They saw him.
But yeah, so like immediately I screenshot it. I sent it to Mariah. And I'm like, because I know Mariah loves those movies. So I was like, Mariah, look, they reached out to me. This point, like, I don't know anything is happening out of this. Yeah. Like the fact that they even gave me attention, I was just like, enough. Like, that's fine. I can die. Like, it was that type of.
The DM itself was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
It was Jigsaw's character responding. Yeah, so and we were a little.
She was like, are you going to get kidnapped? In a saw trap?
Cam, are you the next victim?
Yeah, he was like, he responded to my saw, like the saw page responded as Jigsaw and was like saying some like weird, like, you know, just very saw-esque. Yeah. That was really funny. And we were sending it back and forth. I'm like, I'm going to die in the saw trap. Yes. But so I hop on a call with Lionsgate. We're just like talking about ideas. Obviously I have a million ideas. So like, it was really easy for me to pitch it. Right. Anything else? So I'm the worst salesman. I'm the worst pitcher. Like, I can't pitch myself to anything. But when it's something that like I am obsessed with,
knowledgeable.
I got it. And we got to talking, and we decided that. I gave him the idea that I wanted to make a horror video for
like the horror trailer that we always talk
about. I've always wanted to make like something horror related, and like, I was like, this is perfect. I can tell them the idea that I had. So I tell them, they absolutely love it. I want to incorporate like the saw traps in it and make a video out of it. And I want to like have it like in that saw quality, horror, comedy mixed in together. And like, they absolutely loved it. And immediately in my head, I was like, oh my God, the people that I want in this video is the Unfiltered group. I want Heath, Mariah, and Matt all in the video. And we, Lionsgate is taking care of everything. So that's amazing. I don't have to pay for a single thing. So this is almost just like a fun project for me.
It's cool that everyone's just as excited for each other. Like, we're excited for like Lionsgate and Saw, and they're excited because we're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fair, it's very like fun.
Exactly. And so we found a production team. We sat the other night, we kind of wrote it out, and we're filming it next week.
Oh my gosh.
We're filming it next week.
Sound real.
Or actually this week when this comes out, we'll be filming it this week.
It's going to be like 3 minutes, right?
I honestly have no idea.
Like a trailer.
Couple minutes.
It's going to be really cool though.
Yeah. So this is pretty much just like a video, just being a part of the release of one of my favorite movies of my.
It's insane.
It's so cool.
Saw is one of the like movie series that. You know how, like, I love Halloween.
Yeah.
But they progressively almost got, like, worse. Mm-hmm. Saw, they're all good. Personally, I think they're all good. So I'm excited for the 10th one. But I texted my brothers because those are, like, their favorite horror movies, too. And I texted them the whole thing. And they're freaking out. And my brother, actually, his girlfriend hasn't seen them. So he said they're in the middle of watching all of them. All and by them. The time they're done, the new one's going to come out.
Oh,
so
I was that's like, awesome.
That's really cool. Oh, my God.
I'm the type where I like, I go big or go home. You've seen my 100 and 200 videos.
Yeah, he's home a lot.
Yes. I like if I have an idea, I want to execute it. It's either like I go big or like scrap the whole thing. I don't want to post. I don't want to do it. Like it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. And so if you guys watch this podcast and then don't see the clip come out, it didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. That means the video is garbage. But no, we have a really good team. We have a really good special effects people. We have really good props people, and we have
the real like traps.
Yeah, we have some like crazy. We have some really good traps. We also are getting traps from from Lionsgate, like the ones from the actual movie.
Every time you say that, I get chills head to toe.
From the actual movie. They're like really, they're giving me Billy the doll with a tricycle, everything. Like they are giving me everything. And they're really putting their like faith in me for this.
And we're not actors.
And we're not actors, exactly.
If they're watching this, we I could show you my resume. So
guys, please, when this video comes out, be very, very supportive. We're really putting in all of our all of our eggs
we're
in the basket.
We're trying our best.
When it comes to our performance and everything. But I think we're gonna have so much fun, and we kind of wrote our own lines, like mostly.
So
and it's coming from
it's
our own voice.
It's gonna
feel
very us.
Yeah. I just hope it's as good as I like it is in my head.
I can see it and I'm so excited because it looks really good. I'm just hoping this is really it.
Mariah was like, imagine Lionsgate loves us so much they want to put us in the next movie.
I said, what if we're in the next like scary movie? Because scary movie, one of the scenes they did Saw.
Yeah.
And that's what I imagined. So I told Zane, I was like, I think we're going to have a little Easter egg in the next one.
We might be an extra. We might not even have any lines, but put me in the freaking thing. I will be in this next Saw movie for free. Don't pay me. I don't need to be paid.
Oh yeah.
Don't put me on any other SAG. I don't need to be fed.
Right.
I don't need anything.
I'll bring my own lunchbox.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Literally like,
kill me on set.
I don't need a fan on set. I know I get very hot easily. I don't need a fan. Don't spend any money on me. I will show up and I'll just do it.
Yeah.
And just cut me out. If it doesn't work, you can even cut me out. Like best deal ever.
It's a fair compromise.
And I'll promote the shit out of it. I'll post it on every single platform.
They're like, okay, you sound desperate. Jeez.
I am desperate. I want to just be a part of something that I love. But
there's a little foreshadowing on that shelf over there. The clock and the bike. Oh. We have a little timer.
Oh, right. You just put that up today.
Hey, if you gear your attention to the left.
What's that saw blade on the wall? That's weird.
Right, the ceiling opens up. Honestly, like I'm just so excited for it. This is like the biggest
opportunity
for me when it comes to just what we're doing in this industry. And I'm just so excited. And I hope you guys love the video when we put it up and everything. We're doing like a screening and an after party. Like yes. they want to do a whole thing.
A screening of the new movie, and they're going to play our little trailer before.
Oh my, yeah. They want to play the trailer before.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
No pressure.
Lionsgate's gonna be like,
no, this class project was, yeah, it was pretty.
Oh, what's really awesome. I love how picky they are, because when we sent them the first script, Lionsgate was just like,
no,
not creative enough. And they sent it back like not a, and now I'm like, that is me. Like that is me. Yeah, I would literally, if I was Lionsgate, I'd be like, no, it doesn't meet Saw quality. Redo or you don't do it. Like, I love that. Like, that made it that much better or that, like, that much more exciting.
If they didn't say no the first time, we wouldn't have had the idea for the comedy.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you guys this, but there was one line. I'm not going to say the line, but there was a line in there where when they gave the feedback, they were like, we love the script. This is so good. There was one line that they were like, this is cringe. You need to get rid of it.
Oh.
That was the feedback. Literally, they were this is cringe. You need to get rid of it. I was like, yes.
Wow, yes.
That's good.
I was like, yes. Yes.
I agree. I was seeing if you found it.
That was a test.
It was a test and you passed.
And that was a Saw test. Good for you. All right, that's it. Sorry, I don't want to talk about it. I've been talking to them about it for the past three weeks, every single day. All I've been thinking about. And I cannot wait till we're like done with this, because just so I can stop talking about it. But
you guys saw
so
the brain.
I know.
If the right person sees our video.
World tour.
Like when Scary Movie did it was Dr. Phil and
Shaq.
Oh, right.
That was really funny.
So that would be us, and you kill us off. Like, it will be the intro.
Kill us off. The thing is that Scary Movie, they already did a Scary Movie parody, so they probably wouldn't bring it back.
I'm saying in general, like to show that we can do comedy horror.
Oh yeah,
like that. Yeah, that style.
Yeah. Are they? I would love for them to come up with another one.
What?
Another Scary Movie with like Anna Faris and.
I think they have been. There's a lot.
Wait, what do you mean they have been? The last one was like the fifth movie.
Five or six, maybe five.
Yeah, but that was like years ago, the last one.
But they only come out like every few years. It's like.
Really?
Yeah.
You think there's another one coming up?
I wouldn't be surprised if they do. I don't think it's that far gone. Because you have to think we were in like COVID, like a lot of things.
They also need a lot of scary movies to come out in order to base a movie off of.
Yeah. That's
so it's
true.
Like, I guess it depends on how many horror movies.
Yeah, because they've already done like the classics.
Right.
Oh, they can make fun of Midsommar really, really easily.
I like when they did, I don't know if it was 5, where they did Paranormal Activity, that parody with Lindsay Lohan. That was funny.
Yeah. Dude, that 10 years ago. I mean, The Incredibles was also more than 10, so you can never say never.
You know what's even scarier than Saw?
The people that go to Burning Man?
Well, yeah, that whole situation that's going on there. Have you been like keeping up with the Burning Man fiasco?
So question, Burning Man is a place or a thing you do?
It's a festival. It's an event. Coachella.
Oh, it's like Coachella, but it's like filthy,
right? In the middle
of
the desert.
Like you're like,
No. I wouldn't say it's filthier. No. It's in the middle of the desert. So I wouldn't say it's more. I feel
people talk about how there's like lack of water for showering. Like people talk about their Burning Man journey and they say everybody's so like,
it's dusty.
I think the crowd is a little bit more grungy, like a little bit more dingier.
Like it's basically like Mad Max.
What's that?
Yes. I didn't even think about that. Yes.
Every time I see it, that's what I think.
The movie Mad Max. Remember that Mad Max Fury Road or something?
People go dressed. I don't know what the style's called, but it's like
it's called crackhead. It's like kind of crackhead.
But it's very futuristic, but anti-technology, like almost like Dune kind of like.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
it's really weird. So everybody dresses in these like absurd outfits, and people will bring vehicles and like different things to like go around, and
trailers and trucks and
but like custom stuff to look like.
A part of me feels like you would love this.
It would be cool. I just to like see it.
You just don't. The music is like pretty.
But is everybody like scary?
It's like, the thing is that there's a lot of drugs. Like it's like okay, that's
yeah.
Everybody there is like on acid, and I know Coachella is like the same thing, but this one is more. Like more people, I feel like, are on heavy drugs.
That's really cool.
So people are driving around and stuff like that to
okay.
basically, I don't know. It's just
it'd
like,
be cool for it's pictures. Like
art
but
also. It's like an art festival for people like with sculptures and things like that.
Okay.
It seems like a really cool concept, but yeah, it's just basically like LSD in the desert and
very heavy techno.
Okay.
Like that type of vibe. Like you're not seeing Drake go to Burning Man.
I never knew what it was.
No. You're not seeing Drake perform at Burning Man. That's what I meant to say. No, there are celebrities that go to Burning Man.
It's like for like a lot of billionaires, planes are stuck there right now because they flew in for it and they can't get out.
Oh my God, that dragon car. That's what I would ride in.
Okay, so now that we know what Burning Man is.
Yes.
Explain what's happening.
There's been a fiasco going on where everybody is stuck there because it rained.
Well, everybody was. It's kind of over now.
Yeah. But it rained and it turned like the grounds into mud, so they couldn't get their cars and stuff.
So the reason why that's called play. What's the name of the rock or the mud?
You can just say clay.
It's okay. So this pretty much what they're on is like the bottom of a lake. Pretty much, it's like what sits on the bottom of a lake. So it's like very when there's water on it. It creates this like clay where it makes it impossible to like, get off your shoe.
It's like quicksand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way. Like you can't like the all the cars and RVs that were out there were all stuck out there. Like you can't get that shit out
of
there.
And the more you try to get out, the deeper
exactly.
you fall into it.
But how perfect of an event for this to happen? Like it's kind of
they had to have low key been like, yeah, hell yeah.
I feel like it would have sucked really bad. And obviously people were like starving and didn't have water, but it kind
of. Because they wouldn't let people couldn't leave. People couldn't get out of there.
Couldn't get food or water in. Like it was.
So how'd they eventually get everybody out? Because you're in the middle
slowly,
of the desert.
I think slowly. It took like a few days.
Few days?
I think it was like 2 days, maybe like 1 or 2 days total to like get people out there.
It might have been a little while.
It was 70,000 people stranded.
70,000 people.
That's scary.
Insane. Also, that
bro, imagine tripping so hard, and they're like, "You're stuck." I would be like, I'm having a really bad trip.
Those acid trips, they could last about 24 hours.
You're like, "We're not stuck." Yes and no, yes you are. This is a bad.
And that type of ground, you're not supposed to be walking around it barefoot because that type of clay, like it gets into your skin. Like it's very, very hard to get out.
Oh, wow. The porta potties and everything. Wow.
That's
what
insane.
A nightmare.
That is a nightmare.
damn. You know, in 6 months, there's going to be a Netflix documentary about
it. Right.
Oh, yeah. Damn, oh, Heath, 6 months? Are you crazy?
You think quicker?
Yes.
Damn, you know Netflix film crews were out there that whole time.
Dude,
like, they're not bringing water or food. They're just bringing camera, battery gear, and they're just fucking
hanging out on the ladder of the helicopter, Brian.
Oh, man.
They're ready. They're ready for that.
Is Burning Man by Reno?
Yeah, it's out in the desert. I forget
where
area.
Yeah, where is Burning Man?
Is it in California or Nevada?
Nevada.
I did not know it was in Nevada.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Let me see the aerial. That's the aerial point of view.
Of
that's
all the cars.
That's just how they set it up, like a half circle like that?
It's a half circle, yeah.
Wait, so where is like the stages
Whoa.
And all that?
It's not necessarily a stage. You go to like different pockets of people and interact with them, and then on the third day they burn this man. But it's supposed to be a
wait who
a, it's very yeah, yes, sacrificial
a real man yeah. One person dies every year.
Wait, why is Jordan nodding? Yeah,
it's like a structure like a of a man, like a wood, like a
that's a little weird.
What you've never been to a sacrificial
what? Line up
what
it's not a person but yeah
oh
they just burn something
Raya every time it's a burn. It's a different time.
It was a different...
No, it's a different time.
Oh, it's a different time.
Yeah, this is what people like to do these days.
Weird.
Wow.
It's giving what? Demonic sacrifice.
That was bad.
Honestly, God was probably trying to get rain on that fucking thing.
Yeah, he was trying to put the fire out.
Yeah.
Was this the first time it rained at Burning Man? Like, couldn't they see the forecast and be like, we should probably not?
It probably was the first time.
It probably was, but they weren't gonna...
Oh, it was a flash flood that really messed it up.
Mm. It must be really cool for pictures, but there's no way there's Wi-Fi. There's no Wi-Fi.
You see everybody posting their pictures from it. I haven't seen anything.
How many people you think are going to go next year after this?
These type of people, I think they wouldn't even care.
Probably more because I feel like most people probably know about this event.
It's not going to rain twice in 2 years.
Right. No, I think more people... I don't know.
Yeah, maybe more people, because people are going to want to post and be like, I
survived.
Oh, so they can like talk about it. Yeah.
And then, you know, it's going to be a bragging right thing. Like, oh, I was here pre-flood.
Oh, yeah. I went after.
Oh, this is your first. Yeah, no.
Oh, this is your first? You weren't here last year? Oh, yeah. You missed out.
Oh, it was crazy. Like, we literally couldn't get out for days.
Yeah. We were stuck. No food. We had to eat each other.
Nobody died, right? It's not like that.
I think one person died.
Oh, that's terrible.
Mariah's like, it wasn't the Burning Man, right?
Whose house is that?
That's John Travolta's house that just leaked.
Ah, look at the fucking jet.
Oh, I thought you meant like leak.
Look at the other jet.
Oh my gosh. Where's his house?
He's got a full blown.
Where is it?
Like 747 in his driveway.
Wait, so he lands on his property?
How absurd is that?
Pretty cool.
Does he land on his property?
I think he has a private strip.
I love a good looking aerial view.
That's wild.
That's really nice. I love that circle.
I don't understand that sidewalk that wraps around like that. What is that? Is that just a driveway?
That's the driveway. That's the cars.
This is the driveway right here.
Yeah. The circle driveway.
That's fancy.
It's really cool. Florida, how much do you think that is? Should we guess?
550 acres.
Woo doggy.
You want to guess?
I'm going to go with... It's in what part of Florida?
Ocala.
Ocala. So it's going to be relatively cheap compared to...
Who leaked this?
Like Miami area. Did that? But I'm going to say...
20.
I was going to say like 15, 20.
Damn, that's crazy. That out here, 300 mil.
Yeah.
There is no price.
It doesn't.
The limit doesn't exist. you can't have that.
Crazy.
10.5.
That's
it? That was in 2019. You see, speaking of really rich celebrities,
speaking
Oprah and The Rock asking normal people to donate all that money to Maui, and they're just getting ripped right now.
They're asking people to donate money.
I think I'm not trying to defend them because I still think that video is absolutely insane. But I think they donated a lot of money themselves. I think they just failed to mention that in the video. So I think everybody took that and was like, "Are you kidding me?" But apparently they did. I don't know though. Source, TikTok. Right. So I don't know. Yeah, the video was very strange. It just didn't.
I didn't see the video.
Right. They opened like a $1 million fund?
You want to help? Give your property to the people.
Yeah, you just bought 2,000 acres.
Yeah, build a bunch of houses on your property and give them to families who need a place to stay.
Period. You guys hear about the eight passenger family YouTube channel?
Yes.
The what?
There's a YouTube channel called Eight Passengers.
Eight Passengers?
Yeah, so it's a couple that has like, I'm guessing six kids, mm-hmm. six kids. And, you know, they're posting family vlogs for like a long time.
But
and
questionable family
very,
vlogs.
Very, very questionable behavior from like the mom, especially just like the way she was treating them. Like she wouldn't like feed them. She would... What were like some of the things that they showed? She'd be
very open about her parenting.
Yeah.
She prided herself in her parenting, but it was very abusive. And the kids, her kids range in age, but she has like some older teenagers.
You heard what happened though, right? Like why this all went down?
What, the son escaped?
The son escaped from the house and with duct tape on his mm-hmm. On the hands and feet. And had like lacerations from like a rope tie on his hands.
This story, this family reminds me of the Turpin story.
Yeah.
Jordan Turpin that escaped and she saved her family. It's the same energy.
Yeah. Except this family,
the mom like filming the whole thing. It's the same tactics. Like she'll starve them. She'll like force them to not eat. The kids were so, look how little the kids are, the smaller ones. She would say if they can't get their own lunches ready for school, they're not eating. Like things like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, a part of me is it's just so crazy that this is all being broadcasted, right? Why wasn't this like investigated? Because the shit they were posting publicly was already insane.
Did it have like a large viewership? Were they like a big channel or was it kind of like,
there were like weird clips on TikTok that went viral. I really don't know how big they are.
I'm sure the video got a lot of like reports, right? Like report.
I think, well, the clips that I see on TikTok that come up, I've never seen the YouTube channel, but the clips that come up are because people are posting being like, this is wrong, right? So I think it gained a lot of traction.
And then people started getting into it.
Do you know how long they were vlogging for?
Pull up their YouTube channel.
I have no idea. I don't know
anything. It's down.
Oh, they pulled it?
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as an incident like this happens, YouTube immediately deletes the whole channel.
But it's really sad.
I think YouTube should have
been arrested then? Or is it
I think the mom was arrested. I think the dad is like under investigation. I mean, the dad has to be in on it. There's no way.
She was charged with 6 counts of felony child abuse.
Wow.
Insane.
All the kids, yeah.
That reminds me, there was like this one really big YouTuber mom and she forgot to, we've done it before too, where you forgot to, I forgot to like cut out the reaction faces at the end of it.
I know where you're about it, which one?
Terrible. And she's making him cry. Like be the thumbnail? Sad, be sad.
Yes. So and she's like, no, look here. Now cry again.
Cry.
And he's like, dude, awful. And she's like, no, look here. Look sad. And I'm like, oh my. And that whole entire thing was left in. And this poor kid is like actually genuinely like upset in this video having a...
Children are not meant to be exploited like that. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Like these kids are gonna be messed up.
And it's really sad because
life.
These parents know that like children on YouTube, like family channels they do very well because there's a reason why they do that. It's fucked up.
Stop exploiting your children and making them do things like that for content.
Just like, weird how confident she was about her parenting style.
Yeah, like, she thought she was right. Huh?
She'd be like vlogging with the kids and the oldest son would be like, yeah, the one time you took my room away for months, and she goes, oh, I don't think they know that, but tell them why. Like things like that. Weird.
Enough of this.
Well, I'm glad the kids get
justice. What are you going to do with your kids?
You always ask this and then you're surprised that my answer.
Yeah, it was more of a joke. Like, how are you going to punish your kids?
Oh, normally.
This, guy's mother had Alzheimer's. You know how if you pass away, you can like donate your body to science and they can like figure out your brain, like what caused it and it'll, like research purposes find a medicine. So they opted to do that. And come to find out, this guy's mother was going to this company for like the research purposes. But the company's messed up. And what they did was they got all these people for science purposes to like get their bodies. And then they turn around and sold her dead body to the United States military for $6,000.
What?
And then the military strapped her to a chair and used that for blast explosive testing to see what happens like with bodies being blown up in like certain scenarios.
What?
So no. he found out it was, yeah, her body was used for a blast test. And this that's company, this company was selling these bodies to the military for $6,000 a pop. When everybody that signed up thought it was to like help go to like Alzheimer's research and like figure science. Out. Yes. I would literally be mortified if I found out my mom's body was put on a explosive blast test.
Like that's murder. Like that, like I would,
can they get in trouble now? I know like you, you approved it.
I'm sure there's something in like fine prints of something for, they could be like, yeah, it was scientific. Yeah, we needed to see what would happen to a body when this happens.
Where is the humanity?
But like, that's insane. That would be literally the turning point. That would be my arc in my story where I just go absolutely ballistic.
That's like, I don't know how I would hire a hitman, but I would like have to do it.
I would hire myself and I would, dude, I would be on a rampage.
I would hire you.
That was really sweet.
I cannot believe that's like true. That sounds like sounds like a
insides
movie.
Insides boil thinking about that.
People are fucking horrible.
Yeah.
How were they okay doing this? Oh, and they must do this all the time.
Oh yeah, I'm sure shit like this has been going on for forever.
How about they take their own relatives and strap them to an explosive?
Right. Watch what happens.
I need a word.
Like this needs to be on the news and like publicly talked about and like there needs to be an uproar.
I'd go on strike for that.
Yeah,
that's reason to strike.
What did you think was gonna happen to the body?
Wait, it wasn't him, right?
No.
Oh, about saying like they done.
But once again, ending on a sad note.
So I was like, sorry, yep, guys. That's how comic villains are created.
Yep.
Even sadder.
Oh.
Nice, Jordan.
All my Red Lobster fans out there.
What? They're bankrupt.
They closed all locations of Red Lobster.
Oh my! Where's the last standing one?
Are they gonna have their biscuits in like the frozen section now? Like, where can we get the biscuits?
eBay.
The last one was in Oxnard, California, and it closed.
Wow.
Last time's on August 20th.
We could have gone.
We could have got the biscuit one last time.
Wow.
My mom used to work at Red Lobster.
She used to work there.
That's cute. She used to be the things hostess? Called the little hush puppies.
She was a hush puppy.
She was like the hush puppy girl and would like go around and like bring people hush puppies.
That's really cute. That is so cute. It's like a bread boy.
Wait, we definitely talked about this. I remember. I was talking about
when my mom was on.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yes. We did. Because I remember your mom and Hush Puppies. That was a conversation for sure. Wow. I think that was the first time we were able to catch it. Because normally we repeat it the time. And that was the first time we caught it.
No, Zane, we catch it. We just shut up. We just let you
let
do
me
it.
Have it. Let me have this one.
Good job catching that, though.
Thank you.
Anything with food? Oh, no, hush putt. No, we talked about this.
I want to go to Lazy Dog.
Oh, stop. No,
I made her.
You can't. Excuse me?
I'm awake.
That didn't come out right.
Oh, I made her. All right, let's close it out.
No, are you we, close it out.
Well, let's close it out, but we do one word at a time. Thank.
All right. No.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. We really appreciate it. Make sure to get Cremota at cremota.com. You can get the bagged coffee, K-cups. We got a bunch of different flavors. We got matcha. We got the matcha starter kit. Everything available at cremota.com.
You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where we have a bunch of bonus content. We got high-end drug episodes. Mm-hmm. We got early access episodes. We got...
Ad free.
We also got the unwinds where we keep the cameras rolling for another, you know, whatever minutes. And it's pretty much another mini episode that you get every single week. We also have a private Discord and we also do live Q&As every single month, all for $5 a month. It is honestly the best price Patreon you can get out of any other it Patreon that I've ever seen. And it is cheaper than a Starbucks coffee. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
That's how I like
it. But you shouldn't be drinking that anyways because we got...
Exactly.
I've never heard of Starbucks.
Cremota.com.
Mm. All right. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
See you on Winers and 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.